Welcome to this very special edition of Tech Webcast. Today, your hosts are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl. And our very special guest on this special edition of Tech Webcast is Liz Ross from Freeview Australia.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad, on a Monday afternoon.
Daryl, how are you, mate? How's your Monday?
It's not a bad Monday when you can sort of do a podcast. I just got rid of my Monday-itis anyway, so... I got quite a lot of Mondays too. I know a lot of people are going to go, oh my God, it's the start of the work week, but I don't mind it.
Yes, indeed. Good, nice day today in Melbourne.
Yes, good here too, in the northeast. Yep, very nice.
We've got Jacob on. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you.
Now, you're going back 1 hour with your time, mate.
Yep, it's actually 8 p.m. here now.
Awesome. All right, we have got Liz Ross on from Freeview. Welcome, Liz. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
It's great to be on the show.
Good to have you on. You've launched a new app called Freeview.
Freeview FV, for mobile.
Good stuff. So tell us about it.
So we've been working with the networks now for almost a year, you know, from the days we first started to just have a chat about the idea of collaborating on a mobile streaming service. It really came about through great collaboration and a shared vision for Australians to be able to access their free-to-air TV live from their mobile device. And through that time, you know, we've had working groups with representatives from all the networks work through every stage of the design, product backlog itself, wireframes, right through to launching today, and it's extremely exciting.
Yeah, very. It's a great app. It looks great on the iPhone and very clean and works fantastic, Liz.
Yeah, we really, it was one of those projects where, you know, you keep stripping back and simplifying, and we really wanted to make it as uncomplicated as possible. So hopefully everybody will find it very intuitive.
Well, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I actually suggested to Freeview a long time ago they should have an app out, and they finally did it.
Exactly. All things come eventually.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. 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 I agree. Yep. So some of the channels on there may not have rights to. Is that correct?
So all of the free-to-air channels are capable of bringing live streaming to mobile. Not all of them have been integrated yet. So we launched at midnight with 16 channels, and we've already got 3 more channels from the SBS group. So we've added 9 NITV, Food Network, and SBS2 just in the last couple of hours.
Awesome.
With regards to some networks and their sporting rights, if they don't have the digital rights to a particular sport like AFL or cricket, then there'll be a blackout on the app for that channel, which will simply say we'll be back later. In some cases, the channels might actually provide alternative programming. But the digital rights for sport and for any program will follow whatever the rights are with the network on their own apps. It will play out in the Freeview app. So there'll be nothing less in the Freeview app than there is anywhere else on the network apps.
Awesome. What about Channel 31? Is that going to be coming on there, or is that or not?
We talk to the community channels, so We actually spoke to the community channels earlier this year, and we really just wanted to get the members' channels up as quickly as possible. But Channel 31 know that, you know, we're quite open to having additional community channels on.
Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic to have that on there. It'd be great. Daryl, any questions for Liz?
Yeah, I was really interested because, you know, bringing a group of networks together sort of under one banner with one app must have been a fairly sort of tortuous experiment because it all under the Freeview banner, but they're actually competing not only against, you know, the Foxtels and the Netflix and the Stans and all that, but they're competing against each other, and yet they're all sort of, in a way, bundled now in one app. How did you manage to get them all together? It must be like herding cats at times.
So, well, I guess it's our second big project. The HBB TV launch back in September 2014 was, you know, the first time we'd really collaborated on an aggregated service, and that was on the HBB TV platform, and the brand, consumer brand, is Freeview Plus. So that's catch up TV on the TV in one application. But so this is our second major project working together, and I guess what I can say is that we had a shared vision, and, you know, once senior management in the networks agree on a shared vision, then to get the actual members of the working group to collaborate and work together flows on from that. And I think the exciting opportunity for us is that we had such a great depth of talent from the actual broadcasters themselves, from their digital departments, all collaborating and, you know, working together, sitting in the same room and really, you know, all of that brain power in the same room developing one app was pretty exciting.
So this is sort of, this is the start of, I mean, you've got now the unified app. Is there going to be some other initiatives that the Freeview networks will be putting in place? Is there any sort of tips for what may be coming up in the future?
Yeah, look, I'm extremely keen to explore other platforms, and we're going to sit down in about a month, or less than a month, in fact, and we're going to start to look at what we call our long tail strategy, which is looking at other devices, whether they're gaming consoles, Apple TVs, Telstra TVs, etc., and looking at how we bring live streaming to a broader audience. So, you know, this app on mobile is fantastic for people on the go. But I'm also aware that, you know, some people are sitting in their second room or their bedroom at home watching video content on different devices, obviously, and they may not have an aerial, so they don't have the access to free-to-air TV. So I actually think that there's a big opportunity for us to start exploring that sort of very long list of other devices that we can integrate live streaming and catch up.
I haven't had a chance to actually, I've got the app, I've downloaded the app in the last hour, but I haven't had a chance to actually play programs. How does it work with, because I live in northeast Victoria, I'm in the country, and we have the added thing of the affiliate channels, which sort of in some ways are in between us and the, if you like, the network. So how does this new app work with, you know, like you've got Prime, 7 and Win and Southern Cross, well, Southern Cross 10. Does that sort of sidestep them, or are they, because, you know, they've got their advertisers and it's separate from city advertising? How does it work with them?
Well, streaming, as you know, generally is national.
Yep.
You know, i.e. YouTube and Facebook, there's no sort of geo restrictions on that. So what we do with the app is once the device recognises where you are, it's going to revert to the nearest service available. So if the nearest service for, say, the Nine programming is Melbourne, you're going to get Melbourne Channel 9 on your mobile app.
Because that will be interesting, because there is, for those that, you know, that that live in the country, sometimes there is a slight difference in, well, there can be more than a slight difference in programming between, if you like, Nine Melbourne and it was Win TV. They've swapped over in recent times because, so yes. that will be interesting because the affiliate networks then may lose a little bit of you know, people watching them because some might say, I'd rather watch Nine in Melbourne than watch Win TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, there's a lot of discussion going on between the networks and government at the moment about the media ownership yep. laws. And that's something that Free TV, the other television organisation, deals with. But you're right. I mean, this is going to be a major discussion point. And I think we'll see changes in the laws over time.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely. How long before the app will be on the Apple TV, Liz, reckon? Do you have an ETA on that?
No, and in fact, I mentioned Apple TV, but it's just one of many devices that we're exploring. So whether that's, you know, the next device or whether, in fact, it's a Sony PlayStation or you know, we'll just keep working through. I think it's the most important thing for us is the size of the penetration of the device and the sheer opportunity to get the people that use that device to watch free-to-air TV.
Definitely. I think it would be fantastic to have it on the Apple TV because with the Apple TV 4, you can actually tell Siri to watch like a live program.
So Apple's on our list. So is, you know, the gaming consoles, for example, which are also very popular. And, you know, I was talking to Sony PlayStation recently and I was, you know, surprised and pleased to hear that up to 40% of usage on a gaming console, on their gaming consoles, I should say, could be entertainment, not just games. So,
yeah, definitely. You know,
They're all on our hit list.
Yeah, I agree. And what about on the web? What about are you going to include this on the preview website?
Yeah. So yeah, definitely for PC viewing and PC viewing of catch up in particular is really still very, very strong.
And Chromecasting it as well would be
Chromecast, yeah.
Because that's so certainly
absolutely.
And have you thought or have you considered negotiating with some of with the big telcos like, you know, Telstra and Optus about, because we talk about, you know, having apps and which is fantastic, but of course there's data allowances that come into it and that as well. So in as much as sometimes you'd love to sit and watch everything on the internet, it can chew up even your fixed line data. Is there any thought of maybe negotiating with the telcos to say, hey, you know, people who use the Freeview app get, you know, either no data allowance on their fixed line or maybe a discounted data allowance?
Absolutely. So we've already had discussions with Optus, and Optus have already made iView content data-free.
Mm.
And the thing is with Freeview is our application is not actually how do I put this? We're not actually the owner of the content, and so the arrangement between the telco has to happen with the actual content provider so they can identify the content so that it doesn't get charged to the user. So they'll now be able to identify iView content, and if you're a contract customer of Optus, every time you click on iView and play something out, that's going to be data-free. So we're talking to Optus on behalf of all of the networks, and I think that this is going to be a growing opportunity, which will only be a great advantage for us for free-to-air if more and more consumers can access more video without chewing up data.
Yes, and I mean, if there was some way in the future where, you know, a telco could say, oh, yes, anybody that uses the Freeview app will trigger on our system, and we'll give them, whether it's a bonus or less data usage, then you could do it on behalf of everybody, and it wouldn't mean that one program gets it and then the other program doesn't. But I guess the telcos play hardball like everybody else.
Yeah, and it's, look, you know, it's probably a very techie discussion, but they actually look for the unique identifier for the actual content provider. So that's not Freeview. That's the actual.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
that's what's coming down the CDN.
Yep.
So that's how it works at the moment.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any questions for Liz?
How long have you been working on the app?
Well, from the early discussions, about a year, but, you know, through that time we, you know, we went from the dream, if you like, to the reality of actually having a specific goal in mind in terms of our objectives. And, you know, live streaming, as you can see, if you've downloaded the app, we go straight to the live streaming screen. So, you know, really the sort of the objective was to get people to live. And once we once we defined our objectives, I guess, you know, all the design work came after that. But, you know, this has been something we've, I guess, put a lot of thought into strategically. And then obviously the build and the integration of all the channels.
Yeah, and I have another good one. Yeah, yes. Well, I'm in the U.S. It's like I wanted to check out a lot of the stuff, see what shows are coming on. Is there a way that that it can go down the pipeline to the U.S.?
Well, it's geo-blocked, so I don't think so. Technically, I don't know, and offline I can talk to you and put you in touch with the technical guy if you just want to look at it technically. But, yeah, all the content's geo-blocked.
Ah.
Mm.
It'd be license restrictions and stuff, yep.
Yeah, it's license.
Like all Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Jacob, like us in Australia, we want to watch your content. We can't do it. It's not right. You know, it's all to do with the law and that.
The only thing you could possibly do, and I couldn't possibly, you know, recommend that. It would be a virtual private network, a VPN, but of course, I can't possibly talk about that because
don't mention the
war. Don't mention the war. But I mean, that's generally speaking, when you know, because it's locked to IPs and various other sort of things, but you could, virtual private networks are illegal things, and it's not illegal, but that would be your only, I think your only techo advice. But yeah, it's like anything, I'd like to watch Game of Thrones and I'd like to be able to stream it from the US, but of course I can't.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But so Liz, what's, is it going to be in the future, is it going to be any HD channels on the app, like 7/8 or them sort of channels?
I think that all the channels will want to be on there at some stage. So it's just a matter of time, really. And I don't know whether you've noticed also there's a feature in the app that allows people to manage the quality of the video so they can drop it down if they want to use less data, and or it can be, you know, it can adapt according to the quality of the video, so you can crank it up or take it down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. What else, Darren? Any more questions you want to mention? Liz? Any other?
I'm trying to think. I think it's it's interesting. I'm certainly going to try it out because, as I say, for me living in the bush, it will mean I can actually access, if you like, well, I'm in Victoria, so the Melbourne versions of the network channels, and I can actually see the difference between that and what I get on television through the affiliates. So I'm really interested to see that.
Is that what you're after? Is that what you want to see, Channel 7 in Melbourne?
Well, yeah, at times I do because, you know, in the past I've always been frustrated to say this is before really all the digital networks had their secondary channels like 7/8 and all that, but I used to get frustrated in the past because I'd watch something like Prime and, for example, 7 might have a late movie on, like a 11:30 midnight late movie. Prime would go straight into infomercials before that. So I had no way of sidestepping that because I just had to switch the television off because Prime just said, well, we're not going to bother with that movie. You're going to have, you know, an infomercial on, you know, an exercise bike or something. So to be able to, like, say, grab the phone or the tablet and say, oh, I'll just see what's on 7 Melbourne and see the, or Nine Melbourne or whatever and see the difference. I think that'll be really interesting for people who live in the bush who have not had that opportunity in the past.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to
it. I agree. Jacob, any more questions?
Nope. I answered the big ones.
Okay.
You asked the big ones, Jacob.
Liz, do you want to mention Freeview Plus for a minute and tell people about what that is?
Yeah, sure. Well, Freeview Plus is on a technology platform called HBB TV, which I think is now in at least 20 countries around the world. And HBB TV stands for Hybrid Broadcast Broadband TV. It may appear like it's a slow product growth in Australia, but we're actually really, really pleased now that we've had our second anniversary that 9 of the top 10 TV manufacturers have now implemented HBB TV into their ranges of TVs, their smart TVs, and about 90% of their ranges are all carrying HBB TV technology. What it means for the user is when they turn the TV on, when it's obviously plugged into the aerial live TV, they get a prompt, a red or a green button. The red button takes them straight to the catch-up service for the channel that's on the screen, and the green button takes them to the aggregated Freeview Plus service, which actually allows them then to browse the EPG across all channels or find catch-up across all channels. So they don't have to change the channel to find out what's on, and they don't have to go in and out of separate apps for catch-up from iView to SBS On Demand, etc., to find catch-up. They can find it all in one app. We've just had phenomenal growth in September. As I said, it's now 2 years old, and we're reliant on consumers upgrading their TVs, which they do, you know, over time. About 2 million TVs are sold a year, a vast proportion of those now are smart TVs. So the market penetration is growing quite quickly now.
Awesome. And what about
I was going to say, and the usage. The usage is growing because of the convenience.
Oh, good stuff. Very cool. Now, what about the new ad for the app, for the iPhone app? Tell us about the ad for the app.
Oh, yeah. It's gone to air this morning. We launched a dedicated app ad for the app, which is using the family who have been in our Freeview advertising now in their second season, which are the Freeman's family. Yep. And Jen Freeman, who's a young girl, it's a little bit comedic, is with a boyfriend. He's hanging out to watch the premiere of something or the finale, I should say. And she's obviously feigning interest because she's already seen it. He asks her where she's seen it. And, of course, she's seen it on the bus, walking the dog, at school, because she's got the app on her phone. And with her boyfriend, her other guy, so she drops herself into it.
She's got two boyfriends?
It's really an ad that demonstrates just the convenience factor of the app, really on the go. And, you know, there was some research recently from Telstra that post the Olympics, and they were saying people were even watching TV in the bath using mobile. So,
wow.
I think you've got a whole generation that's, you know, I'm old, and so I can remember when, you know, before all this, and if you wanted to watch a program and it was on 8 p.m. at night, you watched it at 8 p.m. at night. If you missed it, well, you missed it. You know, you rushed around and asked someone what happened. I think the young generation now just expect their media to go where they go and to be able to watch it and consume it whenever they want to. They look back at my generation, you know, pre-video recorders and that, and think, how could you possibly have been forced to have sat and watched the television program at 8 o'clock at night and then because you couldn't see it anywhere else? They just, my young cousins and that, they just look at me and think, you ancient.
Yeah, definitely.
That whole idea of appointment viewing, it still happens with older generations, but not so much with the younger ones. I guess with some exceptions, there are some big event TV shows that they'll make an appointment to watch. But you're right. It's all about convenience, anywhere, anytime, on any device.
And I guess as for advertisers, you know, you look and you know at TV advertising and that now, and there's much more opportunity to target in, you know, with this sort of catch up and with the to target people better for ads rather than blasting out an ad to a whole region and saying, you know, whatever it is, a fast food chain. It's almost like, you know, when you're with Facebook and that they can target an ad to you, basically. And I mean, it must be that sort of way of moving towards that where the advertisers can say, well, you know, Daryl likes his technology. He likes this. He likes that. We can, using these sorts of technologies, we can produce ads for him that, you know, he'll appreciate rather than me getting fast food ads for places that are hundreds of kilometres away that I'd never go to.
Yeah, definitely. So, Lisa, is there any new channels coming anytime soon to the Freeview platform? Any new channels that you can mention at all?
No new channels, but you know there's a lot of innovation going on in free to air. I think you probably know that SBS are now going to be they've partnered with Viceland. I think there's innovation in terms of, you know, some of the channels relaunching with new formats and you know, new content niches or you know, target audiences. And I think the SBS Viceland example will reach more of a potential millennial audience as Vice does globally. So nice. It is interesting.
What is that channel about, and when does it launch?
Well, it'll be worth you guys having a look at the details. So SBS2 have basically done a deal with Vice, who are a global brand, and Viceland will be, you know, providing content on SBS2. So, okay. Yeah, it's worth exploring.
Will do. All right. Well, that's about it. Daryl, was that it? Any more questions?
Yeah, no, that was great. It's really interesting. It's just we've discussed, you know, TV on Tech Webcast and lots of episodes and about the fierce competition now we are with the free-to-air networks, and you've got Foxtel on one side, and then, of course, you've got the big streaming services like Netflix and Stan. And as we said, as I was talking to Brad before we came on air here, that another big behemoth that's sort of in the wings or in the shadows is Amazon that's talking about coming to Australia with a whole range of stuff, including streaming video. So if you're a consumer at the moment, you've got so much choice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, I agree. You know, there's Netflix and Stan and, you know.
Yep.
And this new app. So, yeah, this is fantastic, Liz.
Yeah, no, we're very pleased. We can see people sitting on the bus or the train and thinking, I missed that episode of, let's say, Rosehaven on the ABC, I can watch it on the way home.
Definitely. What sort of shows have you been watching on TV at the moment, just before we wrap up?
Oh, wow. I watch a bit of everybody, obviously. Definitely love that Rosehaven Upper Middle Bogan hour on the ABC. I come in and out of the Food Network on SBS.
A great channel.
Yeah, it's good. I've been watching Secret Daughter, Wrong Girl, Doctor. I like to have a look at everything that's on.
Definitely. I agree. And now what about I did request a while back ABC should make a Rage channel, 24/7 music channel. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea. Let's hope that it happens.
Yeah, well would that be a big job to do? Would that be a big thing to do, or is that hard to do?
It's a bit hard for me to comment. I guess it's to do with rights and, you know, a whole bunch of things. And but, you know, it sounds so viable, doesn't it? A streaming 24/7 Rage sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be great. Okay, Liz, thanks so much for being on. Where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you?
Oh, you can email me or give me a call.
Okay, cool. What are you on Twitter as well?
I'm Twitter as well.
Okay, good stuff. Daryl, what about you, mate?
You can catch me on Twitter at Learnscape, and I'm still on Google Plus at Plus Daryl Hunt. So that's where I usually, those are the places that I sort of haunt when I'm not working.
Awesome. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. What about you, Jacob?
You can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
Now, just before we wrap up, now, Jacob, for you over there in the US, do you have anything like this, what Freeview's put out? Like, have you got an app that you can watch when you're out and about?
Contour.
Contour. But what about like an actual free-to-air dedicated channel, like an app?
It goes through every channel.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome.
What it does is it gives you every pack, goes through your package, and it finds the ones available that you can watch outside the house.
But you got to pay for it, though. That's not free. That's not free.
I know, but...
I'm talking about free stuff, mate.
I think free-to-air in the US is a different beast than it is in Australia, I think. You know,
I can comment on that. They don't have the collaboration, the level of collaboration that we do in Australia.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Okay. And what about in the UK, Liz? Have you had much to do with the Freeview in the UK?
Yeah, I have quite a bit to do with them. You know, they've just at the end of last year launched on the HBB TV platform. So it's kind of cool that we were ahead of them by a year.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
But yeah, we talk quite a bit and we share quite a bit. And I also talk to Germany, France and Italy because they've all got, you know, in some way, shape or form, some sort of association or organisation around free-to-air. Most of them are, you know, still focused on HBB TV as the sort of primary point of collaboration. None of them have done an aggregated free-to-air app.
Okay. So Freeview Australia is the first?
First in the world for a free-to-air industry to come together, and do this, build this kind of service.
Very cool. Very cool. And is it also true that in the UK you need to pay for a TV licence?
That's right.
Used to have to do that here too when I was.
Oh, really?
Young. Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow.
There used to be the license fees paid for, like in Britain, the license fees pays for BBC. So BBC in America BBC in the UK gets its budget from license fees. Now, what we did back when I was very, very young, I think there were still license fees around, but then they got abolished.
Interesting. All right, well, that's a wrap then, Daryl. Thanks, Liz, for being on. Appreciate your
time.
Thank
you, Liz.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap, Daryl.